Heat through Monday, cool zones open, and a long weekend's bigger picture. The heat advisory for inland San Diego County remains in effect through 8 p.m. Monday, August 31. Inland valleys including Santee, El Cajon, and La Mesa have seen highs between 90 and 102 degrees through the weekend. Coastal San Diego is running milder, in the mid to upper 80s with a heat index near 90 inches some areas. The National Weather Service projects gradual relief for inland areas starting Tuesday, with temperatures retreating toward seasonal norms by midweek. Coastal areas are expected to stay in the low to mid 80s through Monday. Peak heat typically runs from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., and the Santee Branch Library is designated as a cool zone. On the community calendar, a blood drive is scheduled at SDCCU Santee Branch at 286 Town Center Parkway on Tuesday, September 1st. Labor Day historically ranks among the hardest stretches for blood supply. Santee Lakes has fall and winter programming coming, including Create on Deck workshops in September, a Trunkor Treat and Spooktacular event, a fall market, and a Water Lantern Festival in December. The Walker Preserve Trail remains open but narrowed to 12 feet during active sewer rehabilitation work. The larger frame around this Labor Day weekend is a set of questions San Diego has not yet resolved about who benefits from the wealth the region generates and who decides how it circulates. That question runs through the ICE enforcement numbers, the $2 million coastal median home price, the Midway Rising environmental review fight, and the roughly $34 million in golf course revenue flowing to private operators off public land at a fraction return to the city. Those debates will not close over a long weekend, but they continue to clarify for those paying attention.